This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the Go Breakfast on Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency with Complexion and Mpoma Shita. Welcome to On the Go Masterclass. After thinking long and hard, I figured that Dr. Maisa would love a bed track of this note. Because we're discussing matters of the heart.
Wow, Complexion. Nice touch.
Music to his ears.
I'm sure. It's Heart Awareness Month. That's the background track, as you can hear. And we're having an on-the-go masterclass in matters of the heart, looking at these heart-related issues, talking to cardiologist Dr. Musa Mayaise. Good morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
Morning, Paul, and morning to DJ Complexion and to your listeners. And I feel very welcome with that. Welcome to Trek. It's the second time, actually, you guys are the best. Thank you.
No, the pleasure is all ours. You know, doctor, on a lighter side, there's this joke, right, where you get people saying, you see, older men should stop running after these young ones and stick to their age mates who would most likely know what to do in case one of these men experiences a heart attack. But with jokes aside, it's not only older men who are prone to having heart attacks. Am I right?
That's true. Because we used to say, look, if you are above 40 and the like, then you need to start thinking about this thing. But more and more common, unfortunately, we do see people of a younger age coming with the same problem. And unfortunately, that's where we are now.
Yeah. You know, when we speak about these issues that, you know, would be dealing with the heart and the likes, what sort of symptoms present as signs that you may be having heart problems or you are most likely to experience heart problems?
The most common one that really is needs to be looked at is when somebody has chest pain. Okay. But they did try to narrow it down to try and at least help us to differentiate what kind of chest pain is of a heart in nature and which one could not be. So the typical signs, what is called typical angina, is when the chest pain is long, you know, it lasts for more than 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and then the pain is comes even when you are sitting at rest, then that tends to suggest that maybe you could be experiencing a heart attack. You know, it comes, it stays, it doesn't go away, so please get help. So that is one thing. And then the other challenge that you can have is there are other manifestations that is not chest pain, the commonest of which is somebody loses consciousness, you know, somebody just collapses. So that normally is a very, very big sign that we need to really quickly look at the heart. We need to take these things much more quickly. And then also shortness of breath. So those will be common, and those will be ones which really switch on the red light that we really are dealing with much more serious heart disease. And then the others, it's kind of non-specific things, like somebody says, I feel my heart beating stronger, and like it's called palpitations, or somebody feels like they've got nausea or they want to vomit or not. So that's normally not really very specific. But the first one, chest pain, that doesn't go away. And then they've got shortness of breath, they collapse. That normally is a very, very serious clues that we really need to look at the heart.
Yeah. So those are, you know, some of the symptoms of, you know, how the person will be feeling if they're getting a heart attack. But how do I know? I mean, I might just brush it off and think that it's panic attack, whatever the case may be. But what should we ideally do when someone is having a heart attack in our presence? And how do we see?
The heart attack, normally they will have chest pain. When it really gets bad, they really get to clutch the chest, and then you can be able to see that this person is really in distress. So that is what is called typical. And then what is supposed to happen then, the most important thing is heart attack is caused by a blocked blood vessel that is in the heart, so which means the muscle downstream is not getting blood supply. So it starts to dry out, it starts to die. So there's a relief, the major relief of that is to open the blood vessel and then get the blood flow going. And that happens in a specialized hospital that is able to do that kind of procedure. So the most important thing is that person must get to hospital as quick as possible, and then the diagnosis must be made as quick as possible by something called an ECG. That is the small paper that is done in the heart, looks at the electricity, can be able to tell us the pattern. And then from there, the treatment can be administered. And then it's worthwhile for people to learn the basic it's called cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, when they do the chest compression. Because somebody can, for the first time when they had heart attack, electricity of the heart can get disturbed and they can collapse in front of you. Then if they are not responding, then you need to be able to start the CPR, because cardiac arrest is also part and parcel of the thing. But most important, people must get to hospital quickly.
Is it in any way related to an unhealthy lifestyle? Because sometimes, well, you know, you would often hear that it runs in the family.
Yes, that's very common, because right now people are busy. Then the fast food becomes part of the issue, and then the other issue, people tend to sleep less, so that is also not very healthy. And then people tend to exercise less. It's even harder with issues of lockdown and so on, that people are not exercising. And then right now we've got the what I call the shorter distance between a couch and a fridge. You know, with people working at home, that becomes a much more of a bigger issue, that people just eat and eat and eat. So that lifestyle does contribute. And then what it leads to is the risks of this heart attack, which is now, it can tell, when somebody's overweight, they develop diabetes, they develop high blood pressure, they develop high cholesterol, that tends to contribute. And then cigarette smoking, you know, it's one of those which is one of the big, big contributors. And then I normally tell smokers that, you know, there's only two options. It's either one, they wait for the heart attack and come to me, or two, they stop the cigarette. That's it. That's my advice.
Yeah, no, Doc, you killed it.
Thank you very much.
What, he killed your heart?
Nah.
Give up on your cigarette.
No, they're on the go, masterclass.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Doc. That was Dr. Musa Mayise, who's a cardiologist.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.